This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
I normally try to have an optimistic viewpoint on things, and it's really kind of hard to find that today. There's not much in the way of silver lining at the moment, but at the same time, it's largely because there's a lot of news floating around. We're in a state of flux in terms of understanding what demand really looks like. On one hand, we've had tremendous retail sales. We've had tremendous fluid milk sales in March. There are certain areas of the dairy industry that are really shining right now. On the other hand, food service declines are huge, and they're extraordinarily problematic. And the knee-jerk reaction that processors are having is, at this point, not only can we not afford to make extra cheese because we don't have, to store it, we just don't have the sales, but we almost can't take your milk right now. So dumping of milk is happening around the U.S. right now.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krzalski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
With atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien Ag Solutions. Eric, when we take a look at the climate conditions and the weather patterns, it just doesn't seem like things are settling down any.
Well, it's an interesting picture to paint when it comes to issues with a changing climate. And it's not often that you get to hear about those changes from somebody who actually studies it, Unfortunately, the people that are often in, telling us a lot about it aren't necessarily people that have degrees in it. And so when we talk about issues of change, especially with Earth's weather and climate systems, we do more from a risk perspective. And so we step back and we look at it regionally.
Wednesday.
The National Milk Producers Federation chief economist Peter Vitaliano, who says the global pandemic having a big impact on the dairy markets.
The thing that I'm following most closely is dairy futures markets, which gives you a daily snapshot on what the industry is collectively thinking. Back the second week in February, the department was projecting that milk prices averaged for all 12 months of 2020 would average $18.85. A month later, they had lowered that by 60 cents to $18.25. Meanwhile, the dairy margin coverage decision tool that USDA has on a website gives daily updates on what that model is projecting for milk prices. Butter prices have dropped very substantially over this period. They're about $1 a pound lower than they were this time last year. Cheese has also been heavily affected. Non-fat dry milk had been improving significantly after several years of being depressed. That has not gotten back too far down to where it had been, but we seem to be heading down pretty much toward the old price support level, at least temporarily. Dry whey is kind of holding its own, but that's probably the least influential. But basically, the lower prices for cheese and for butter, and to some extent, non-fat dry milk are really taking a toll.
Thursday.
Tom Vilsack, president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
Reality is that one would expect that over a period of time, we're going to see our exports be a bit challenged. Now, our February numbers were actually better than last year, which was pretty amazing. 6 months ago, we had positive growth for six consecutive months, and that included February, even though we had port issues in Southeast Asia and China, and even though we had our Mexican market because of a variety of issues, oil prices, peso devaluation, et cetera, not being as robust as we would like it to see. So we had a pretty decent February, but we expect March and April and May to be a bit tougher. But you know what? We're looking at creative ways to figure out how we can maintain contacts with our customers in these markets. Southeast Asia, we've got a center of dairy excellence that's opened up. It's going to provide us the opportunity to really showcase U.S. dairy and sustainability story and adequate supply that we have. We're going to use technology to continue to reach out to our customers, to continue to promote ways in which people can creatively use U.S. dairy products. And we're going to get through this. And when we get through it, we're going to be stronger and better.
Friday.
The good news on disease transmission. Dairy farmers, you will not catch the disease from your cows. It does not transmit from cows to people or people to cows. So that is the good news. So the cow is not a vector. Our milk is going to be totally safe for consumers. That's the really good news there. The other good news is that it appears the food supply chain is running at this point. So we are getting dairy products on the shelf. At times we hear reports that there's no milk on the shelf. That's usually a temporary thing. People just really are loading up on milk, concerned that it won't be there when they come back 5 or 6 or 10 days later, as far as that goes. There is no lack of milk in the United States.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.